What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right, it's Quick Tip Friday, my friend. My copywriter, Brittany McBean, literally just told me, she's like, I am determined to bring your weirdness out because you are super weird in a good way. So she's like, I want to hear more of that on the podcast and everything else I'm doing. So just a little bit of my weirdness here. So welcome back to the show, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is another quick tip episode here on the show that's going to center on helping you optimize one of the three key pillars of becoming an optimized CEO, either optimize mindset, optimize sales and marketing, or optimize systems and processes. And today we're going to focus within the optimized sales and marketing pillar, and we're going to be talking about how to test Facebook and Instagram ads on the cheap, very inexpensively. This is a question I get all of the time. And in last week's quick tip episode, I shared three content ideas for creating pre-launch buzz. Because the big mistake that most people make when they are going into a launch is that they just simply start their registration ads when their launch begins. And this is I think this is a big mistake and something I've seen over the years where, you know, you want to be creating a nice long runway leading into your launch, at least 6 to 8 weeks out before your launch. And this is creating momentum and building demand and all this other stuff for your launch. But also from a Facebook algorithm standpoint, Facebook's algorithm, quote unquote, likes when we are running ads consistently on evergreen, if you will. And again, I don't mean running $100 a day. I'm talking just, you can just be running a few dollars a day if you want to. So then when you start your registration ads, you are very likely going to get better results and lower costs because you've been running your ads for a while and not just like not running ads, boom, launch. Okay, cool. Let's just start running ads. And so I took you through in that episode, the three different types of videos that I recommend from a messaging standpoint. And this is something that I learned from my good buddy and my messaging mentor, Brandon Lucero. He's been on the podcast several times and he was he's just on the episode, on Wednesday's episode in part one. So I talked about the thought reversal video, the connection video, and also the what to do video. These are terms that Brandon likes to use. And we've been using these ever since that, you know, he and I worked on these about a year ago. We've been using these a lot, okay? And so, as I just mentioned, in this week's Wednesday episode, you heard from Brandon where we talked all about how to create messaging that stands out. So today on this quick tip episode, I want to take what you've learned over these past couple of episodes and show you how to leverage these concepts to be able to test your Facebook and Instagram ads super inexpensively. Okay. If you're like so many overwhelmed online course creators when it comes to wanting to use ads to grow your business, but without a big budget, definitely make sure to listen closely here because this is just one small step in helping you become the optimized CEO of your business. Okay. So the first thing you're going to want to do here in this strategy of testing your ads really, really cheaply is you want to start with three video ads. Okay. Well, at least three video ads. And so you want about 60 seconds each, about a minute. Now, don't get too caught up in like, oh, it has to be 60 seconds. But the idea here is to have, you know, short form video content. Okay. And for if you're going to start with three videos, you want one video that is that thought reversal style video, quote unquote, a connection style video, which is that deeper purpose of why you do what you do, which is going to allow you to attract the audience that you want to attract. And then that third video is the quote, what to do video, which is relating to your specific methodology or framework that you teach. If you have no idea what I'm talking about right now, make sure that you go back and listen to Wednesday's episode, just the episode 2 days ago. Okay. And so you're going to start with those three video ads. Okay. Now you're going to do your target audience research. If you need a process for how to do that, I've got a ton of episodes here on the podcast all about that. So make sure you go back and look through, find your targeting audience research related episodes. If you go to my website and go into the podcast section, you can do searches specifically based on content and the topic of episodes. So go check that out. So the next step here is you're going to have to do your target audience research. Now, I sound like a broken record. If you've been listening for any period of time, I'm always, always talking about you have got to know who your perfect customer is in and out. And I'm talking beyond the traditional ICA conversation that's had out there. Sally, who's 37 years old, who drives 20 minutes to work each day, blah, blah, blah. We got to know way more than that. Okay. So that's outside the scope of this episode here, but I've got a lot of episodes here on the show about doing your target audience research. So once you do that, now you're going to set up video engagement audiences for each of the videos that I just mentioned, those three videos. Okay. So you're going to go into the audiences section, create a custom audience, go to the video section. And now you want to set up a couple of different video engagement audiences for each of the videos. And, you know, there's no real right or wrong on how to do this, but I would recommend doing a 25% engagement audience and also a 75% engagement audience. So you're going to have two video engagement audiences, 25% and 75% for each of your videos. Okay. So that'll give you our six audiences, right? Okay. So once you've set that up, the next thing you want to do as you start to set up your campaign is at the campaign level, you're going to choose video views objective. And then at the ad set level, you want to optimize. So this is at the bottom section of the ad set level. You want to optimize for through play. And that is all through play means it's a 15 second view. Okay. So video views objective, optimize for through play at the ad set level. Now at the ad set level, what I recommend that you do is set up one target audience per ad set, one target audience per ad set. And maybe you have one ad set that is your warm audiences. Maybe this is your email list and your website visitors and your whatever Instagram engagement audience or what have you. So I would combine your warm audiences into one ad set. Then another ad set might be, for example, a lookalike audience. So maybe a 1% lookalike of your Instagram engagement audience, that sort of thing. Then maybe you've got two other ad sets where you have one interest target per each of those ad sets. So you have four total ad sets. I wouldn't go beyond really like four to five ad sets in there, especially when we're working with smaller budgets, okay? And I'll explain more about that here in just a second. So one ad set, again, just to recap that, one ad set would be your warm audiences, combining your warm audiences into that ad set. The second ad set might be a lookalike audience. So let's just, as an example, 1% lookalike of your Instagram engagement audiences. And then maybe you got two additional other ad sets where you have one interest target audience per each of those. One ad set might be, I don't know, just Tony Robbins, okay? Another ad set might be, you know, whatever, Inc. Magazine or something like that, okay? Now, in each one of those ad sets, and by the way, you might have, and hopefully you do, you might have a list of like 50 different target audiences that are right for you and your business and your niche. Now, I'm just saying start with two here, or you can say, you know what, Rick, I don't have any warm audiences. I don't have a big enough Instagram engagement audience to even create a lookalike, right? Because that base audience to create a lookalike, I want to see at least 1,000 people before we create a lookalike audience of that audience. Okay. So you might be like, you know what, Rick, I don't have any warm audiences at this point. My email list is super small and, you know, I don't get much Instagram engagement, so I can't create a lookalike audience. Okay, cool. Let's just create 4 or 5 ad sets with one interest target per ad set. So this is going to be your cold audiences, if you will. And so within each of those ad sets, you're going to put your 3 videos in each ad set. And you can literally spend like $5 a day per ad set. And Facebook is going to optimize towards the best performing video within each of your ad sets. So let me repeat that again. In each of your ad sets, you're going to put your 3 videos in there. Okay. And now you can literally spend $5 a day, if you want, per ad set. And Facebook will optimize towards the best performing video. And the reason that you can spend so little money on this is that your objective is video views and you're optimizing for through play, which is a 15 second view. And so you're going to get video views for pennies. And so $5 a day, that's quite, you know, it's a decent budget, right? For those videos. Now, just want to caveat this real quick is we are putting all 3 of those videos into each ad set. A more advanced option would be if you were to take a couple versions of, say, like your thought reversal video, and you just started with your thought reversal videos in each of your ad sets, and then you're building those engagement audiences of that thought reversal, of those thought reversal videos, and then you're retargeting people who watch that first, that thought reversal video with now your connection video. And basically what you're doing at that point, again, this is a more advanced, right? You're sequencing people through your videos. That's ideal. But again, that's a little bit more advanced because you're running a video, you're running a thought reversal video, and based on people who watch your thought reversal, then you're going to turn around and retarget those people with the next video in your customer journey, if you will, which would be your connection video. Okay. Again, that's a little bit more advanced. We're not going to go through that right now, even more so than I just did. But our goal here is to be testing which videos are performing the best for you, which ad sets, which targeting is performing the best, right? And also which messaging is resonating the most with the audiences. And so Facebook, again, is going to optimize towards that best performing video for you in each of your ad sets. So Facebook is doing the work for you, telling you, oh, this audience is performing the best. This Tony Robbins audience over here is performing great. This Inc. Magazine one is not doing very well. Okay. So you're getting to see which, you know, where the performance is for messaging, for target audience, et cetera. Then once you find your winners, once you find your quote unquote best performing target audiences from your ad set, your best performing videos, now maybe you want to test different headlines for that quote unquote winning video in each of your ad sets. So let's just say that the thought reversal video was doing by far the best in 3 of your 5 ad sets. Okay, now what you can do with that is say, cool, this message works really well. Well, what if I tested a new headline in that video ad? And so now what you can do is take that ad set and say, I'm going to test 3 different versions of this video ad. Everything is the same now, except I'm going to change the headline. So I'm going to have 3 different headlines, but everything else is the same because we're adding those 2 new videos in there with the different headlines. Now we get to see, oh, okay, this was the winning quote unquote video, Now I get to see which headline resonates the most. Okay, so when you're doing that, you stop the videos that are losing, quote unquote, in each ad set, then add in two different variations of the video that's doing best. Okay, and so that's how I recommend you get, and I just said 4 to 5 ad sets. You could literally do this with one ad set if you wanted to, $5 a day, and put a few different videos into that ad set. Now, I wouldn't go beyond, say, 3, maybe 4 videos in that ad set because your budget is small. Remember, when you give a budget of $5 a day to an ad set and you've got, you know, 3 videos in there, Facebook is allocating that money towards the 3 videos until it's finding a winner, et cetera. So you don't want to max, you don't want to put a whole bunch of videos in there. Okay. So this is a great way to test which audiences are performing the best, which messaging is resonating the most from your videos, right? And also you can test different headlines, for example, all really, really inexpensively. Now, if you have a bigger budget to work with, again, this would be a little bit more advanced, but if you have a bigger budget to work with and you want to be testing messaging, headlines, target audiences, et cetera, in this way I'm describing, what I would do is I would use CBO, campaign budget optimization. So you set the budget at the campaign level and then you set everything else the same way. But now, and so instead of setting the budget at the ad set level, you're setting it at the campaign level and you're letting the algorithm optimize your entire campaign for you. But you'd really want to start at like $100 a day for your entire campaign. Okay. So again, this is a little bit more advanced. If you have more budget, it's a very inexpensive way to test exactly what we just talked about. Different messages, different target audiences, different headlines, and so forth. So that's how I recommend testing Facebook. That's one way, okay? This is a great way that a lot of people don't necessarily talk about, but we've been doing this for a while and found really, really good results with this. And you can test different things on very, very inexpensively, on the cheap, okay? And so I'd love to get your feedback on if you've tried this strategy before, or what's working for you with your testing. Shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. Okay. Also, as you've been talking about the past couple of episodes, my buddy Brandon Lucero, again, he was on the episode on Wednesday. He's coming back for part 2 next week. He is one of my very good friends. He's also my messaging mentor. He's got a brand new video series coming out as of March 1st. It's called the Content Revolution video series. It's brand new, completely redone. And this video series, you are going to learn how to finally create engaging content with unique messaging that creates demand for your product, builds profitable connection with your audiences, and really forces you to stand out within a crowded niche because you stand for something. And so if you want to register, it's totally free. I cannot wait for this video series. Go to rickmulready.com/4x, the number 4, the letter X, rickmulready.com/4x. And you can register right there for the free Content Revolution video series. Cannot wait for that. Thank you so much, as always, my friend, for tuning in and hanging out with me today. Hope you got a lot out of this episode here. Be well, my friend, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.